Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James and WEEI.com mastermind Rob Bradford on Sports Radio WEEI.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James
Bradford Show.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
What's this mean?
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
I'm Rob Bradford.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Meow, 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 meow.
Follow me on Instagram, Mark James Talk.
You're blocked.
You don't come to Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that.
The new world.
Order. Hampton Beach is the second cleanest beach in the United States.
Mark James and Rob Bradford, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
There may be an opportunity, if the data supports, to allow us to possibly look at having some fans at Fenway Park at some point.
Why would I watch New England anymore? I don't watch games for coaches.
I mean, I'm interested to see.
Are you?
What Jarrett Stidham is.
Okay, for two games.
That did not stop Tom Brady. He's working out with other players multiple times during the week and then dropping messages on Instagram about it. There is so much idiot in that post. I can't even get over it.
You'd think that the ego and the vanity that prompts you to post this stuff on social media would take a back seat to recognizing I'm really not helping my union here by doing this stuff.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong.
We have not heard that official apology to a man who basically sacrificed everything for the better of this world.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. Hello. I know you're used to hearing my sexy, enthralling voice all by myself, but we have a new, let's just say, unholy combination. Mark with a C, James, and the man himself, Bradfo Show, Rob Bradford, who I've known for a very long time. Bradfo, good to see you back in studio where you belong.
I feel like that's the second time you've said that to someone today. I know that you're used to just seeing me and hearing my voice by myself. Because looking like you had a wild night last night.
No, actually, I didn't. I went to bed. I rewatched because I saw it in the movie theater. I don't go out. I don't ever go out.
Well,
I
no
just,
one does.
I just, even prior to COVID, I just, you give me Netflix and I'm good.
So you were Netflix before Netflix.
You were actually
pre-pandemic Netflix.
I'm actually late to the party on Netflix because, well, no, I shouldn't say that, but I think I only got it in like the spring of 2018. So I'm a little late to the party on Netflix, but trust me when I tell you, I've caught up. I'm trying to make sure that your first show here with me is all comfy. I'm like, you know, everything. But
so comfortable, Mark. You know, the thing is, like I said on Twitter, it's phase eight. We clearly know that we have reached a point of some security when I'm allowed in this building, in this station. I don't think I've done, I know, I haven't done more than 40 minutes of radio at one time since March 11th. And March 11th was the last spring training game Will Fleming and myself did at Port Charlotte, a place you know very well.
Yes.
And we're screaming for half of that broadcast saying, what is going on? How are beer vendors slobbering all over these 80-year-old patrons while Rudy Gobert is being tested for coronavirus? The league is shutting down. That was March 11th. That is the last time I was on for an extended period of time on this radio. So I feel like we've cleared a hurdle. I think this is a moment everyone should soak in and really relish that we, the people of Massachusetts, the people of New England, have reached the point where everyone feels safe, that I'm able to stand here, I think, about 4.5 feet away from you.
Yep.
So
I know you see Annie Hart. He goes right there.
Oh, he does?
He does that.
Oh, so I'm going right in the belly of the beast.
You're in the belly of the beast here, so it's good. And for those of you who don't know that Rob Bradford and I, I've known you now for, pretty much, not officially, but for the better part of the last 12 years.
Back when they had cowbells in Tampa.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. At St. Pete Tropicana Field. And I used to see you, and I was amazed that you were traveling on the road covering the Red Sox for WEEI.com back then. So we're talking...
for the days.
So we're talking 08, 09, 2010. And I used to have conversations with you where... Hey, how much longer is Glenn Ordway and Dale Arnold going to be there?
Mark,
we're still having the same conversation.
You used to wear me out with, can you get me a meeting with Jason Wolf?
Yes!
Yes. Which I don't blame you. Listen, right. It's right. You're from the area. You were down in Tampa.
Yep.
But boy, yeah, you're talking about the cowbells and people in the stands and us, the media covering games on the road.
Oh, man.
I mean, forget about it. So I was doing a story for tomorrow. I talked to a Red Sox player, and I said, this is the closest I'm going to get to you in the next 2 years, and probably, which is accurate, right?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, no question. And you know what else they used to do? When they used to serve us and it wasn't like it was bad. They actually were good hot dogs down at Tropicana Field, but it was the same old, same old. You know, I would sort of maybe use my media credential every now and then when I wanted a real meal. And do you remember when you come out of the press box, you take a left, there's the Whitney Bank Club?
Of course, yes.
And I take a left in the Whitney Bank Club and go eat prime rib and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, this is, again, two things that we should understand is that media members always look for the better free meal.
Right.
And secondly, that we are well beyond the vat of popcorn, everybody, all the media members dig in.
The
days of the 17 inning game and in the World Series at Dodger Stadium, which will go down be known as the game that they gave out 800 Dodger dogs to the media. Like, because I asked, I said, how many? Because they were giving out free hot dogs. 800 Dodger dogs for the whatever 7.5 hour game. But all of that is out the window. Mark, we have gotten sort of like the blueprint of covering games, and it's predictably bizarre. Number one, I got a thing in the email the other day about if you want to go cover NBA games down in the bubble.
Oh, I saw that. I got that.
You know how much it costs a day?
It was like 500?
500 bucks
500
a
bucks?
Day.
I got that email. I mean, I'm like, who is paying that?
500 bucks a day. It's so you get the list, like you box lunch,
yeah,
whatever, hotel room, blah blah blah. But 500 bucks a day, and to your point, who is paying that?
No. I mean, for basically, which is, you know, it's almost become a novel second part of the NBA season, and it's just, yeah, that to me was just crazy. I'm looking it up right now, and it's just...
Well, and I'll give you, so baseball, we got the sort of guidelines from the Baseball Association the other day, which I'm hoping changes because I'm not sure that everyone's on board with it, but the question that we were having, like, why would anyone ever travel? Why would anyone ever travel? And the reason is, like, you're showing up for these games. This is how baseball games are going to be covered. You show up to the game, and you go up to the press box. You watch the game. You do an interview after the game on Zoom, or interviews after the games on Zoom with the manager. So why would you ever, ever? Yeah. I mean, you could make the argument, why would you even go to the game, like the home games? But why would you travel the games? And so what some of them are trying to do, these people who want to justify their existence, their travel existence to their bosses and get Marriott points, and you know as well as I do, Mark,
yeah,
like this is a real, very real thing for some of these people.
Yep.
There's their job and there's their Marriott points, and they're hand in hand. So they tried to make it, or they're trying to make it, where the people who travel get to have exclusive Zoom interviews with players, which is, what's the difference between me doing a Zoom call 1,000 feet away and 1,000 miles away? I mean, I think my point is that there is no reason to travel anymore. Really, there isn't. And by the, we shouldn't encourage travel either. We shouldn't encourage writers to travel. Should we?
No.
No.
No, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, and I got it for you. I got the email, okay? Ready? From the NBA? So, this is it. Group One Access, they're calling it. Approximate cost is at a minimum of $550 a day, and only 10 or fewer total approved media will be accepted, with no more than one from any single outlet. Only reporters will be approved for this access. Group One Access includes a media credential, hotel room on the secure campus, daily COVID-19 testing, 3 meals per day, transportation between the hotel and game practice venues, in-person physically distanced access to post-game interview room and designated media seating. The interview room will be moderated by league or team communication staff and consist of media questions from reporters live in the room as well as those in attendance virtually. Media in attendance will still have to connect through the virtual platform. So you're like, why would you even go? So listen to this. Here's what... Now, I just mentioned $550 per day, right? So the NBA is encouraging Group One media to be in attendance for the duration of the NBA season, including seeding games and playoffs. However, a process will be in place for an outlet to switch out its representative in early September. All, this is the money line, all corresponding costs for that exchange will be the responsibility of the media outlet, approximately $4,500.
So, Mark, get out. So, yeah. So, get out the abacus. How much is that costing someone?
Right.
To basically, like you said,
$4,500.
So to go out and do Zoom calls and to watch the games like in person, which you can watch them better on TV anyway.
Yeah, you get announcing and you get you know, analysis.
And by the way, like I said, like one of the things that we should understand for all these people, all these organizations who want to say, oh, look at us, we're traveling and we have the nameplate on in the press box. You shouldn't encourage this. You shouldn't encourage this for a couple reasons. Number one, people at all of these media organizations are getting laid off and furloughed all over the place.
Yep.
So this is a complete waste of money. Number two is that it's bad. It's bad because it is physically bad for someone to keep traveling. So why are we encouraging this?
Oh, by the way, hold on. You didn't even mention, we're bearing the lead here, Rob. You didn't mention this part. Because a few days ago, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press tweeted out that Orange County, Florida, which is where Orlando emanates, that's Orange County, Florida, had a 15% positive rate on Wednesday. 15%.
Yes.
So this thing is like, if you had to put a capital, the coronavirus capital of America, it would have to be currently Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, there's no question. And once again, if you're, and I know I heard Brian Windhorst on with, I think it was a Dale and Keefe show, and they said at the end, I guess you're going to be going down. He's like, I'm not going.
No.
And he shouldn't go.
Who would go? Why? I would not. Oh, my God. Unless you are David Aldridge. Right. Someone like that or Stephen A. Smith. I mean, I wouldn't want to go anywhere. Listen, man, I was telling you, and this year, and I think I speak on behalf of so many people, they say bad things happen in threes. Well, I'm hoping these three things are over, because I'm like, I remember when I got off the air at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and our executive producer here, Brian D. Felice, was the first one to let me know, holy bleep, and he texted me the link that Kobe Bryant just died from TMZ. So I'm like, and I said on the air multiple times, this, even though it just happened in the beginning of 2020, this will go down probably as the worst thing that will happen in this decade. And wouldn't you know, 6 weeks later, we had Corona. And then 3 months, well, 2.5 months later, we had George Floyd. So those three things have really, this is the worst year ever. I give credit, though, on one respect, to the NBA, the NHL, and baseball for coming up with some sort of plan so we can get back on the court, on the field, on the ice, because we need it. Rob, it's been now, as you mentioned, March 11th, March 12th. We are now past the 3.5 month mark of no sports.
Right.
And it sucks.
Yeah, and when we talk about sending media and sending players, it's two different things. You need players to execute what you want to do. You don't need media to do anything there. And you don't need to be there to do your job. But you're right. I think that it is time. I mean, think about when through all the vitriol of baseball in the last couple months, that day or those days when all of a sudden now it seems like you're going to play, it was like, okay, there's this feeling of, and I think I told you when I called in, the only moment I have had in the last 3 months where I'm like, sports, yay, sports, was when Brady sunk the shot from the fairway. Like, I jumped out of my chair. Like, yes. And now that's around the corner. I don't know if we're going to be able to get there. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to the end. I don't know if we're going to get to the halfway point.
Yeah.
But we have to at least try.
Right.
We absolutely have to try.
We have to try. We have to try. It's been too much. It's because I'll tell you, I mean, there's a, not only cynical, but there's a realist part of me, Rob, that believes that come July 24th and then July 30th, I still believe something's going to preclude us from getting baseball and the NBA and then the NHL back. I like I said to Andy Hart yesterday and Mark and Hart every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you.
Outstanding show.
I still will only believe it when I see it transpiring before our very eyes. I just, right now, like I said, I credit all the leagues for putting together some sort of plan to formulate to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Baseball, 60 games, 66 days. NBA, we're going to finish out the final 8 or 9 games. And if you finish within 3.5 games or 4 games of the eighth seed, we're going to have a play-in tournament. And the Celtics are going to be on Friday night, July 31st against the Greek Freak and Milwaukee. And, you know, and then the Lakers, the Battle of L.A. will happen the night before between the Lakers and Clippers, Kawhi and LeBron and Anthony Davis. And that was postponed from a couple days after Kobe died. So I just, there's a part of me that, like, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think this is going to happen the way we think it. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I just don't think it will.
No, and so we talk about we want sports back. You have to, the caveat with that is that you have to do it the right way. And you have to, part of doing it the right way is perception. And I'm sure we're going to get into a lot of the perception of Brady, the perception of fans in the stands at Red Sox games. Like, there's a lot of this which we have to be smart about, and I don't think that we are necessarily being smart. Brady isn't smart about this whole thing, about working out down there, putting the FDR quote on Instagram. And we'll get into that. I mean, I have pretty strong feelings about what the heck are you doing, Tom Brady? And then, you know, then you have the thing from the Houston owner, the Astros owner, saying basically, hey, listen, we need to sell hot dogs in order to pay the bills. That's why we need fans in the stands. And then we have Sam the other day. I understand good intentions, but you can't say anything now that is predicting the future.
No, you just
can't. I mean, if we have learned nothing from the last 3 months, that is rule number one. Don't try to predict anything, because we're already seeing it.
What happened when Manfred did the interview with Carl Ravitch and he gave him the 100%?
And that was 5 days.
And then 3 days later goes, I don't know. Yeah. I can't speak if this is going to happen. I have my doubts right now. You don't. Hey, listen, I am no fan of the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, but at least he said, I will give him credit on one thing. He has been steadfast on don't expect fans inside Fenway Park this year. And I think that's, to me, he's just saying, it's not saying it's not going to happen, but he's saying don't expect it.
And that's what Sam should have said.
Right.
I mean, that's what he should have said. Because, and I understand he's in a different situation. There's a desperation, I don't think, is a strong word, because he basically came out and said, it's critical. The word was critical. That we have fans in the stands, not only for competitive advantage, which I don't really buy is an enormous reason, but also because of business reasons. And that is the large percentage of the equation. So I understand where Sam's coming from. It's a business thing, but you can't say it. Like, you got to say what Marty Walsh said.
Right.
You just do.
Yes.
Think about
it. I can't believe we're quoting Marty Walsh as some deity here.
think about it, Mark. I mean, we're a month away. We're a month away from baseball being the opener. And to your point, I have my doubts we're going to get there. But the one thing that you know isn't going to be there or shouldn't be there are fans. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
No.
I thought the Jim Crane quote, the Houston Astros owner, and I'll pull it up, but it was, to paraphrase, it was unbelievable to me. It was, I guess I applaud him for being honest, but it was something along the lines of, we know we have to sell T-shirts and hot dogs because we've lost so much money. That is a billionaire saying that. And I'm not disputing that these baseball teams haven't lost a tremendous amount of money. But at the same time, don't say we are all right with putting fans in the stand, in a lot of cases risking their lives, but they have the option at least to buy hot dogs and to buy some big foam hats and some big foam fingers to help pay the bills.
Yeah, that's not when you're leaning on, you know, when billionaires are leaning on trying to get sympathy from most people who are thousandaires, okay? That's not a good thing. So another thing, Rob, that is something that you're looking at in this whole situation is, we all have to be careful, and we all want sports back in the worst way, but at the same time, we have never, I mean, in my lifetime, your lifetime, we've never gone through a global pandemic of this epic proportions the way we have gone through for the last 3.5 months. And I think a lot of people right now, and I was the first to say, I said, man, must be nice to be down in Florida. I said this a couple months ago. Ron DeSantis is like, oh, you can go and outside and you can eat inside and you can do this. Well, Florida right now, they had Eamon Convey, our producer on Saturday, said Florida had a spike yesterday, and this was about 12:15. He said Florida, within the last 24 hours, had a spike of over 5,000 cases, the state of Florida. So, obviously, you know, better safe than sorry, and then, you know, I don't want to see that happen, but all I know is this, the fans in the stands, you know how much money the Red Sox made last year at the gate for tickets in Fenway?
A lot.
$200 million.
Yeah.
It was $200 million. So I understand that's a big loss, but let me, you know, as Steve Buscemi said, as Mr. Pink and the Reservoir Dogs, here's the smallest violin playing just for waitresses. Here's the smallest violin playing just for multi-billionaires. I know it sucks. I know it sucks that you're taking a loss, but the fans right now, I mean, we just want to get back on the field. And if that means that, unfortunately, as convoluted and ridiculous as someone would have said to me when this year began, there's going to be no fans in the stands for Red Sox home games at Fenway Park. And I would have said, what? What are you talking about? How is that even possible? But it's what is needed. Unfortunately, this is the new world that we're living in. And for the time being, until we get this freaking pandemic under control, whether it's with a medication or a vaccine, and the vaccine ain't coming out for another year. There was a doctor, Rob, who said about 2 months ago, he goes, I don't anticipate fans in the stands at sporting events until the fall of 2021. And that guy right now is looking like he's omniscient. I think he's right. I actually don't know. So not only are we talking about not having fans in the stands for 2020, we're talking about 2021 next year, that the fall of 2021. He's saying it could be that long. And
how do you do that in Florida? Like, how do you do that in these places? How do you even think about it? And maybe we're wrong. Maybe in 2 months, everything's going down again, and we've got a handle on this, and you feel safe about putting 8,000 people in the stands. Maybe that's the case. That's fine. But how do you think about that right now when every place else except for New York and Massachusetts are skyrocketing? It's not going the other way. We can't even have that conversation. Let's just focus on what you can do to your point earlier of just have sports. And they're doing everything they can. I look forward to the baseball season. I think once they start playing baseball, if they're able to, it's going to be great.
I know.
It's going to be great. And it's going to be all that stuff. Oh, I'm turning my back on baseball and I'm never watching baseball. Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
Hey, Rob, you know who those people are?
Yeah.
They're the same people who text in the text line, I'm changing the channel now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going anywhere.
And then they're
going
to say, those same people are going to be like, I can't believe they're not allowing them to spit. I just watched the fifth inning or listened to the fifth inning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's everybody is going to, when they come back, whether it's baseball or basketball, eventually NHL, eventually football, any little thing is going to be awesome. And my hope is that, you know, you're just going to be able to reel it in enough that you can keep on going. And my other hope is that you don't do stupid things. Because right now, people are doing stupid things. And I'm not talking about what people are saying. I'm talking about Tom Brady. I'm talking about doing something that's flat out stupid like Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that. I might disagree with you on that one, but we'll get to that. You can follow Rob Bradford on Twitter, Bradfo. Not even Bradfo Show, just Bradfo.
On. There's only one social media account that you're pimping here. It's your Instagram. I've been listening to you, and you're a stupid Instagram account.
I forgot. Do you know the what's the handle?
Who knows? Mark James begs for Instagram accounts.
Close. Mark James Talk, which if Brian DeFelice can back me up on this in less than 3 weeks. My producer, who's been with me through most of this crusade of me to maybe become an Instagram model one day, like.
Well, I figured, you know, I was looking forward to this show. I look forward to having fun. And part of the fun could have been getting an Instagram model on this show.
Oh boy!
And to
I don't know if that we gotta check with legal first.
And to walk you not in person.
Oh, okay.
To walk you through how to take it next level, how to get you on Fire Festival 2. How Mark James can be part of Fire Festival 2.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know if I want to be stranded.
Well, I mean, you want to be part of the publicity, right. Not necessarily part of the event.
Yeah, and here's another thing, too. One thing I have never done in my life and never will, I never pay to go to parties. You don't. That's a number.
Why would you pay to go to a party?
Well, that's what those people did.
Oh, I know. Oh, it was an event. It was a concert.
But I mean, they paid, and there was a huge. No, I got it. But I don't pay to go to things like that. Now, I would pay for my air flight and hotel. I just wouldn't pay to get.
The whole goal here is for you to get to the level of Instagram influencer, where people are paying you,
right,
to say I am going here. Hey,
like today before the show, I went to Twin Donuts,
right,
and Alston.
I'll be at Twin Donuts.
I'm at Twin Donuts in Alston. I picked up Sugar Raised and a couple chocolate frosted. Which, by the way, I know. Know that you are the number one pitch man for Awaken 180.
Yeah,
but I'm offering.
I can't. Sorry,
and by the way, I
smell delicious.
I appreciate. Let me tell you something. There's no fresher donuts in the world than Twin Donuts in Alston. I love those. And God bless them because they get me through every Saturday and Sunday. They are my so. Rob has what's my other thing?
Oh my goodness,
Rob, what?
You walking in here. This is like I feel like you're the only way that anyone has this combination of donuts and Coke. Coca-Cola.
Let's preface, even though a lot of people might think it's the other stuff.
And a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Is you think this is some like unknown combination that's going to cure coronavirus? Like, I mean, it's like I've never seen anyone. This is so against everything.
Right.
That I have been trained to do.
Awaken 180.
It's like you're taunting me. But I want to. I do want to mention that everyone should go follow Mark James on Instagram.
Mark James Talk.
Mark James Talk. And my goal before the day is done also is to have you signed up for Cameo. You know what Cameo is?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So Cameo.
Oh, you're going to hate this, Mark.
No. That's the thing that the high-pitch Eric from the Howard Stern show.
I don't know about him, but
yeah.
I know that people pay people to say happy birthday.
Yeah.
Tom Caron for $30. To $30 on Cameo.
He gets $30?
$30.
Wow.
You can have him say happy birthday to you.
And
Ryan LaVarnway, $15.
Who?
Ryan LaVarnway, former backup catcher for the Red Sox.
Oh.
So
I don't remember
I feel
him.
Like, Brian, don't you think that...
Brian, Jericho must get like 500.
Oh, yeah, but there's like plenty of like D-list celebrities
right.
that are on Cameo. And like Rob was saying, there's like sports anchors that people don't even know who they are, but they're on Cameo. Oh,
so wow. I think we should set a price before the end of the show.
No, no,
right?
Okay, but before
like,
we do, before
for $7, we do, Mark James can.
No. Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. What I got to do because I'm pimping my Instagram handle so hard, Mark James Talk. If you're not following me there, you're doing it wrong. MARC James Talk. I want to get to the magic number there. So we've gotten to 1,000 in less than 2.5 weeks. I want to get to 2,000. So we're not, you know, once I get to 2,000, then I'll
usually do it is good to go forward and not back. Yes.
Right. So I want to get to 2,000. And once we get to 2,000, then maybe I'll sign for Cameo and I will do that sort of thing.
I'm telling you, listen, Brian, we got to come up with some of the most randoms on Cameo, right? And as this, not maybe now, but just to make Mark feel a little bit better about maybe being out there, well, being part of this endeavor where people have the luxury, have the privilege to pay, plop down their good hard-earned $3 to...
No, it'd be more than that.
Oh, really?
It'd have to be more than that, yeah.
I'm not sure what the prequal is, though, to be on Cameo. Maybe you need, like, I don't know, 1,500 followers on Instagram, Mark.
Yeah.
That might be the threshold.
So I want to say 2,000.
But you know what we should do? This is what we should do. We should find, like, the most random people, right? And ask people, would you pay more or less for Mark James than you have to pay for this guy, right? So, in other words, I mean, there is some randoms. Like, you say, hey, plop down $10.
Right.
I mean, I would pay 11 to have, say, happy graduation to my son from Mark James.
Okay. Hey, someone just texted in. They were like, hey, Bradfo is magnificent. Joe in Rhode Island. Bradfo, welcome back on the air. I heard you a few weeks ago. But thank God you can help out Mark James. Jesus, can I turn on the radio one day and not hear Mark James, Loser Nation? So there you go. There's just some haters there. But hey, I just got to tell you right now, and I know Joe Zarbano, hopefully he's still asleep. I want to thank Jan Venorius, Sean Gilbert, Jarrett Cronin, and Tom Rosbach, who just followed me on Instagram. There you go. Just like that. You just, boom, it happens just like that. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm telling you.
There you go.
I don't know what
influencer,
you have to
here we go. By the way, all you IG models and your thongs, you know, and your, you know, and all that, those beautiful, you know, wow. I'm coming.
Can you do like a split or something? We take a picture of that. I mean, I feel like that's the next level Instagram influencer, Mark James.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you can't just stand there. You can't just post photos. What do you post a photo of, like a truck or something?
Well, last week I posted a photo someone sent me because we were bagging
the Hamden Beach.
Hamden Beach.
Otherwise known as Hampton Beach, yes.
Right. Well, I call it that. So, yeah, man, the followers are already coming. CID _mom21, Cronin Pating, Thomas McLuhan. J Dice 3, thank you. J Dice 3, you definitely out. Jimmy DeSeco, you definitely outkicked your coverage on the picture of him
well,
and his
again,
lovely bride.
Maybe it's just for the text line. I don't know.
You couldn't pay me $20 to follow Mark James.
No, okay. It's not following. I want to know how much people would pay to have you
do a cameo?
Do something, yes. To say something. Because you're kind of a celebrity. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't say that.
You're a big deal.
You're Mark with a C James. Yeah, I don't know. Still working weekends.
Weekends are the most important time during the pandemic.
Hey, I'll tell you something, man. I had a wonderful time. I love actually working weekends, even though me and Andy Hart always make fun of it. But like we actually and we reach a different audience, and you'll find that out too. As you know, you've done this slot before Sundays. I actually really enjoy it. But coming up next, Tom Brady, Bradfo already, you know, let the cat out of the bag. He has an issue.
Yeah, I have an issue.
With Tom Brady working out down in the beautiful, my home away from home, Tampa, Florida, with his brand new teammates. We'll see. I'll tell you how I feel about TB12 and what he's doing. And then quoting Franklin Delano Roosevelt on Instagram, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. I drove in today, though, I will tell you. And I heard a little Yacht Rock radio. You ever familiar with that, Rob?
I heard that that John Mayer has a new song what are they called? The drones flying over yachts?
Oh, no. This is Yacht Rock radio.
No, I know what Yacht Rock radio, but I found this more interesting.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking Like I drove in today coming from Twin Donuts, and I gotta tell you, I don't mind telling you that probably went a little over the speed limit because a certain song by a Grammy Award winner by the name of Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, came on.
Oh my God.
And you just, when you play that, it's just like, at that point, if you get pulled over by a cop and you're speeding, you just got to say Ride Like the Wind came
on.
Can
you do a TikTok of you doing Ride by the, listen,
I just got an Instagram like 3 years ago and I didn't post in 3 years until last Sunday. Yeah. TikTok and Cameo, let's just back
up. I got to be honest with you. That's why they called me in here. They said, okay, you have to be the go. One to Fair introduce enough. You to Mark Fair James enough. To TikTok.
Fair enough. We're way over because okay. Bradford and me don't shut up. We're way over. So let's get to trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to Rob Bradford and Mark James. Bradford and James on WEEI.
The problem is, the old Tom Brady knew better. The old Tom Brady knew that there was always a magnifying glass on him and that everything was going to be taken out of context. So he was really careful. The new Tom Brady knows it also, yet he stirs the pot. That to me is just boggles my mind. It's almost as if, you know what, I'm free. I'm a butterfly now. I'm going to live the same life as everybody else, and you're not going to hold me accountable, and I'm going to be just as free as a bird. You can't hold me down. You can't keep me down. To me, this new Brady is going to be just like new Coke. He's going to go back to being the old Tom Brady. Just like everybody hated the new Coke.
Yeah, it was bad.
He's going to go back, and they just got rid of it. It's like it never existed. Yeah. He has to go back to being the old Tom Brady if he's going to make it.
Oh, what?
So I'm riding like the wind, ride like the wind.
Tell me you can't hear the song and get psyched.
I was born the son of a lawless man. Always spoke my mind with a gun in my hand. And at last, gone down 10,
I mean, if,
ride like the wind.
If you're telling me to juxtapose this against Eye of the Tiger, it doesn't have a chance.
Right, but this is still amazing.
It's a different type of adrenaline rush.
Right, it's a different... No, Eye of the Tiger is like the greatest... That was Hulk Hogan's original ring entrance music when he came in the WWF.
I watched that Rocky 3 last night again,
yeah,
for show prep.
Oh, nice.
And real quick,
okay,
one of the most baffling parts about it, they let Mickey die in the training room.
Well, they don't call a hospital.
They don't call a hospital.
They don't call a hospital.
They went through the entire fight.
Right. Right.
And he's laying on the table.
Right. Yeah. That was, by the way, I read an article about that. You found out with all the professionals that were around that they let him die and go through. Now the fight, I don't think lasted long, but it's still, you didn't rush him to the hospital?
Let's say a half hour.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right.
Basically, their medical advice, and much like the segue into Tom Brady, this is like the equivalent of Tom Brady approaching the coronavirus, having Adrian hover over Mickey for 45 minutes in the trainer's room, thinking that was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, no doctor. Like, that was a bad idea. All right, because we went so long in the first segment, we're going to obviously take a quick timeout. We're going to get to Tom Brady. Why everybody has their panties in a bunch about Tom Brady practicing with his new teammates down in Tampa Bay. I see you all there, Mark, Steve, Jimmy, and others. 617-779-7937. Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross. And he wasn't a one-hit wonder, by the way. He had other hits too. He was a Grammy Award. He won a Grammy Award for that song back in the day, Ride Like the Wind. You know who else was a Yacht Rock radio favorite, but they're getting some flack recently? Ooh. Toto.
Oh yeah, the big Toto controversy.
You heard about that? All right, we'll get to all that. And Rob Bradford's going to compare me to other cameo, and I do say
The question is
celebrities.
How much would people have already weighed in on the text machine?
Somebody said I would pay up to, but no more than $20 for a Mark
which
James
I think
cameo.
Is pretty good. I think
$20, I'll take that.
It's pretty good, and so I want to know how much people would pay to have Mark James wish them happy birthday.
Your bat mitzvah, whatever you got going on, I would be there. A personal appearance. I can't do that anymore because we live in a corona world. But if you did pay me for that, I'd wear a mask. I would do that. All right, we'll get back. Brady, this is the maiden voyage. Brad Foe and James, WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Rob Bradford and Mark James on WEEI.
He's been around the NFL for 20 years. You'd think he would understand. You'd think that the ego and the vanity that prompts you to post this stuff on social media would take a back seat to recognizing I'm really not helping my union here by doing this stuff.
You know, I don't know why Toto was trending this week because of the Rains of Africa, something like that, that song. Mm. But that's why they were trending this week for a bad reason. I don't know okay, so that was Mike Florio on Tom Brady. You heard Christian Fourier from OMF and what he said as well. By the way, I just went over 1,100 followers on Instagram.
There's a power.
There's a power.
You get me in here. Things start Brad Foe on social media.
Yeah, listen, dude, you are the, things can happen. This was a funny one. So someone commented on my Hampton Beach post from last week, and he said, Salisbury's beach is most likely to step on a hypodermic needle, capital of the beach world.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. It's like you ever see the reboot of Vacation?
No.
Okay, forget it.
No, I haven't. I don't like reboots, the Karate Kid
They go. Hot springs. It turns out to be sewage, and all of a sudden now isn't this great? This is great. So it's so refreshing, and then all of a sudden the needles pop up.
I mean,
that's a lot. I've been to those sort of beaches, but I go to Cranes and Ipswich, and that's about it.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's solid.
So there's that. All right. So Tom Brady. I want you, because you are extremely passionate about what Brady has done in Tampa since he's come there, but specifically still against the advice of the NFL medical director physician, Dr. Tom Mayer, practicing at Berkeley Prep, right there, drone overhead, throwing to his teammates in spite of all the experts, the true medical experts and the ones who just play that way, whether it's in writing or whether it's on the air. What's your problem with TB12?
Well, we're not going to say that other quarterbacks aren't working out with other people, but it's what he's doing. It's who he is. You have a guy in Tom Brady, after Damaris Smith says what he said, say basically, we do not condone this. After the NFLPA medical advisor says, don't do this, you know, he goes out and does it. And not only does he do it, but then he has the FDR quote. And
the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Which is terrible. Like, it's awful. Like, that's basically, to me, saying, well, hey, listen, don't be afraid of this. You should be afraid of it. Everyone should be afraid of it. Are you kidding me? What a terrible quote. You know, I pulled up John Romano as a columnist down in Tampa.
Yeah, Johnny Romano.
Because I just was curious about what they're thinking down there. I mean, this is unbelievable. This isn't about Tom Brady. This isn't about winning games for the Buccaneers. These people down there, as you pointed out before, they are right in the crap right now. They are right in the middle of this, where it's going up and up and up. And the guy who is supposed to be one of the faces of the community is going out there and not only working out in front of, you know, you have the 17 people, and you can't tell me that he has the test results for all 17 of these people. And not only that, but then he's going on social media and doing what he's doing with the FDR quote. Well, John Romano comes out, and I thought this was such a great closing
Long-time columnist for the Tampa Bay Times. Very great. Okay. Good writer.
So just bear with me. I'm going to read the last two paragraphs. The quote used by Brady on Thursday was the Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first inauguration speech in 1933 when the nation was in the latter stages of the Great Depression. It was meant to strike an optimistic tone for a populace still reeling from unemployment and lost savings. It's one of the most famous quotes in U.S. history, but it was not the only line from that speech worth remembering. Now, this is another quote from that speech. Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment. Like, that's the one that he should have used. That's the one. Like, what are you doing, Tom Brady?
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do here. And I know everybody wants to chime in on all this. We have 60 seconds. It would take a quick timeout. And as Samuel Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction, Jules, said, allow me to retort. I will have that coming up next, and your calls at 617-779-7937. Do you have an issue with what Tom Brady's doing? And I know there's some Patriot fans out there that actually have an issue because he wanted no part of OTAs here in New England.
That's a whole nother thing.
No part of them, but now he's gone above and beyond the call. Hour two, James Bradfoe, The Maiden Voyage. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.